Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Feel good with Andy Magondwana.
Listen, when we kickstarted the show, right, we played the song Uzozi's Soul. Right? I want you to remember that. Because we played it for a very good reason. And I'll connect the dots for you. Don't worry. All right, so park that there. I don't know if you've been following the whole Kanye West, Yeezy, Adidas Gap situation. In summary, right? You know Kanye signed a deal with Adidas to make Yeezys and then, of course, had a distribution deal of sorts with Gap. Right, the deal was for 10 years. Sharp. But things now, currently, are not going well, right? Because at the beginning of all of this, you'll remember that there's a very famous interview that Kanye did with iconic radio host in America, Sway, right? And amongst that conversation and that interview, there's a very contested, a highly contested argument that they had in which, you know, it was the beginning of the deal, right? And Kanye as well as Sway were arguing about whether this is the right deal or, number one, the right channel to do this deal. Because, I mean, Kanye is Kanye. People will follow anyway. Does he need, you know, a Gap as well as, you know, Adidas to do and to become the fashion icon that he is, right? So take a listen. You may be able to recognize this interview.
Or why don't you empower yourself and don't need them and do it yourself?
You
take a few steps back. To go
you ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Kanye.
I've been doing this more than you.
Doing what
you
more
ain't got,
than me?
Come on, chill out.
You
ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers.
I'm asking you.
You ain't been doing the education.
Bro.
You ain't been doing the education.
Calm down.
You don't have the answers, though.
Calm down.
Because you're trying to give me advice about something.
No,
you ain't,
no.
You ain't got the answer. You ain't spent $13 million of your own money trying to empower yourself.
Right. Now let's cut to today, where the business dealings have gone sour between Kanye Adidas Gap, right? To the point where he's actually no control or ownership over the brand Yeezys, right? And Sway said, hey, things may go sour. Why don't you just do it yourself? Get it straight to the people. You don't need these people. And then Kanye said, you ain't got the answers. 10 years ago. Cut to today. Cut to today. And this is what Kanye said.
So Sway, almost 10 years ago, said, man, why don't you do it on your own? Was he right?
You know what? I will go ahead and say Sway had the answer.
Sway had the answers. I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure he kicks himself till this day that he didn't take that advice. Right? But you've had a Kanye moment in your life. Somebody gave you advice. Say, Tonga, you must do X, Y, and Z. Okanye, don't. Ungakulinge, don't do X, Y, Z. Especially with uzibanibani. Ha! Then you went on like, oh, who are you telling me? I'll do it my own way. Ha! And now, yes, soul. Let's talk about it. We have to. We got to talk about the advice that you wish you took from someone. At that time, right, their advice maybe didn't make sense to you. You were younger. Now life has shown you. Life showed you that, hey, I got 9-inch heels. You only got 6, my daddy. Can you admit it? Let's see. Let's try. So tell me, what advice did somebody give you, right, until this day that you wish you didn't take? And can you even do a bit of self-assessment and ask yourself, why didn't you take it? Why do you think you didn't take it, right? Because sometimes you sound ready. Sometimes the detours that life take you on are to show you your true character and the things that are holding you back, right? So why do you think that you didn't take that advice? And now, life showed you. Full circle moment. Talk to me. I want to hear from you. I want to hear the advice that you wish you took from somebody until this day you regret. But you're grateful that you didn't take it because why? You wouldn't have learned the lesson. Talk to me. Pop me a message.
Send a feel good voice note.
063-6880.
Let's feel good. 959.
On Facebook, it's quite funny what's happening right now, and I'll explain why. So, Blandin, that's the name, says, the advice I wish I took was to leave my boyfriend baby daddy. Sharp. Right underneath, the advice I wish I took was to leave my ex-baby mama. I want to ask Skumbuzo Noplandina, are you two related? Because if anything, the sentiment goes both ways. I just, Ngiyabuza.
Yo, Smagondwane, kwakuthiwa lungisa life nje wayengakhuluma mama. Mama mlebayakutsho ukuthi like, whatever that you wanna do, if you can fix wena, so that ukuthi noma umuntu afike seku ne basic. Kwabe ngayithatha leyo advice hayi ngangifere kakhulu sis but ke sizothinsiswa silena ngawo ama mistake nothing we can do just focus siqhubeze phambili
yeah but also I think it's a matter of like creating a quality of life for the both of you so that you don't bring somebody into what eh what have you built I'm just saying blessing hello how are you
hello how are you
wonderful talk to me what is advice that you wish you had taken that somebody had given you
Well, a teacher of mine told me that I should choose a teaching course,
mm-hmm.
a degree in BAD.
Mm-hmm.
So I instead went for computer science. As we speak, 4 years down the line, I'm still not graduated. I'm a dropout as we speak.
Sure.
So I wish I took that advice.
Yeah. And I mean, is there still time to pivot and go back into teaching?
Well, there is time to do that, but there's no funds to do that.
Hey, yeah. And the funds part is a difficult one, hey?
Yeah, that's a difficult part.
Yo, askies, man, blessing. But please go ask around. Yes, you know what I've realized, ne? People get tired, and sometimes they put your name on a list because they're tired of seeing you, blessing. I'm just saying, hey? So knock on the doors. You never know. Sometimes it's just one person who's going to say yes. Ne?
Keep on knocking.
Siabong. And don't get tired because they must get tired to the point where they put you on the list for next year's lessons, ne?
Yeah,
you can't fail with a name like Blessing. Hi, bo. I was Blessing. You understand? Your parents named you that for a reason. You are blessed beyond. Come on now, Blessing. I'm going to have a report. You must give me a report back, ne?
All right.
Siabonga. Talk to me. The advice you wish somebody gave you, first of all, and you wish you had taken. Till this day, you're like, ish. Yeah, they were right. Upinda on Facebook says, hey, they told me that I'm antombazana wabalik. Uzo watwala usumdala. Now I've got 3 kids from different mothers. And now I'm antombazana asekhona futhi mahle. Problems. Yeah, papa. Life will show you that we are papa. Talk to me. Awumamela, you didn't listen. Big jailer when my chonga it go left and then it right when I want no man. Lando it is south pinned it northwest. Hey, you thought you knew. Life showed you. Talk to me. Pop me a message. Call me.
The best advice they tell me was don't you ever nange mini yako ye part u date a pedicai.
Why are the better gents getting a bad rap? Once again,
Hey, Andy. This is Nkanta from David.
Hi, Dada.
They were too gitsy, but taking me. I wish they would advise Gikenga it hand. Ngoba shemem cholo ni nyakuwa. Ang zali jengi yako wisha. Aba fan abanghesi abanghesi.
But you know what though? I mean, I'm going. No matter if you are 15 or you are 33 or 53, mgo, especially when it comes to mjola. Wow.
So me, the advice, and I won't really say it's advice, but it's something that my pastor once preached about a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. where he said that the decisions that you make now, you may not see the results now, yeah. but in 5 years or so, you will see the results of the decisions that you're making now. And I see it every single day. Decisions that I made years ago, the results of those decisions are happening now. Oh. Like even with savings, where things that you thought, no, I don't really need to save. But now, as you get older, you're like, actually, I should have done things differently. So with that way, he's just like, the decisions that you make now, 5 years from now, you will see the results.
Ish, Anonymous and Davidton, what decisions did you make and they are now coming full circle?
Hello. How are you? Yeah, I'm glad you start off by laughing. Actually, it's so sad, you know.
What happened?
So 14 years ago, mm-hmm. I met this young lady, and then, yeah, I thought, yeah, she was the best thing
that happened to
that
you.
Could ever happen to me. I was young then myself, and she was younger than me.
Mm.
And then I decided to tie the knot, you know.
Keep
it for myself, you know. Little did I know, out of all the people in my life, only one person, and she was a granny. She told me, you know what, my son, you're still young. You need to reach at least the age of 35, 36. Only then you'll realize, yeah, what is it that you need in life.
Mm-hmm.
But marriage, I is still young. Mm-hmm. And I was 26 then, and I was like, go. When you're jealous. Little did I know. Sure. I'm a comedy. Now I'm stuck with this young girl who doesn't even want to further her studies. She's so happy in her marriage. But, you know, just nowadays, you need to be academically, you know, sharp or also like life. And then, yeah, I'm fighting that every single day because she doesn't want to further her studies. And I'm there. And, you know, I make examples like, what if I pass on today? What will happen to you? And
That's a tough one, hey?
You know, and then she doesn't take such things seriously because I still think I could figure to that extent of mindset.
So, how much younger is she from you?
6 years younger.
6 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you got married at 26 and she was 20.
Yeah.
Sure. So you guys are literally both growing, literally in relationship as well as just growing as people.
Say again?
So you guys are both growing, number one, in the relationship as well as people, as human beings in and of itself.
You know, we are growing as people and in the relationship. But, you know, my worry is this, just educational background, you know. Something to fall back on should things doesn't go right in the near future. You know, we need to have something stable, you know, something concrete.
Yeah.
So she doesn't see it like that. She thinks everything will just stay as nice and gloomy as it is now.
Yeah. I mean, why not ask her what her interests are, right, in life, just in general, and then maybe invest in that?
You don't really want to hear what I'm about to tell you.
You are? Gexa.
She wants to be a housewife.
Hey.
Andy?
Hey, yeah, a kept woman. Hagabudu, then you must invest, Gebudu. You must have stocks everywhere so that once you kick the bucket, living soft, please. It's a tough one, hey? It's a tough
very,
one.
Very, very tough one.
Aski, yeah. I'm sorry.
You know, love conquers all, I suppose. Because I love this woman.
Yeah.
I need it after.
Yeah.
Sure. But yeah, good life.
Hey, chagalaga nyas. Yo. Hi, Nyabong Anonymous, ne?
All right,
man. That's a tough one. Yay. Yeah, that needs people with degrees in psychology. Yeah, talk to me. Advice you wish that you took. Somebody gave it to you. Things were nice. Things were peachy. Yay, life was, roses.
Yeah, Andy, one advice that I ignored and I wish I never ignored was when they say, don't ruin what you have for something that is passing. Mm. So by that, I am referring to relationships. I was in the most amazing relationship and I got a contract to work overseas. And you know how it works. And it was the first time I've ever been in this position, but I kind of felt a spark nyana for somebody that was overseas with me. And I ended up cheating. Now, I'm not the type of person to cheat. So the first thing I wanted to do was tell my partner, which I did. But all the advice that I received from everybody was, whatever happened overseas, let it stay overseas.
So, girl, you'd be within, because you know what? I'm glad you did the right thing for your conscience. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, let the chips fall where they fall. You never know. Maybe you guys will come back together again, but I'm glad you did the right thing. But also imagine, let me stop,
Andy, mina ngiyifundisa ngemdala. Ngathi mangena emtchatweni, ngatshelwa ngomunye umama omdala wathi kimi, yazi ntombi yami, ungenela wazi ukuthi akusingabantu bakini, akusingabantu bakini. Bawungenzeka wabo athi wena unje, bazomkholwa, blood is thicker than water. Wesi ke makwenzeka ukuthi kungena ukushona, uzobona kahle. Andy, washona umuntu. Phela ukhumbule masokushona indoda ayifi nje, indoda ibulawa umfazi. Ngafunda kahle, yabezwa abantu bethi uyayifunda ivaliwe incwadi ukuthi thini. Ya, ngabona kahle.
22 minutes after 2. Hey, Sina, hello, how are you?
Hi,
ngikhona njani?
Ngiyaphila.
Imagine.
So, Andy, yeah. My story, or like I was saying, after matric, I got an opportunity of doing overseas in the US, and I've been working in different countries for the past maybe 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
My last contract in 2017, would be a good time to take news. And back then, everything, like interest rates were still on that. I'm enjoying the Mali. That's how your mama. That's happiness to know.
Live soft life, please, man.
Yo, Andy, you turn around, walk with the tire, you rent. Moving from one month time to the next. I was earning in dollars.
Oh.
Yeah, like, I need to buy, hey, I'm going to take the 6 months. And she was just like, and yeah, Sharani Pajonga, Tatu Lumama, Nanfuki man, you often I won't get a man in second, he and we, yo, I can't imagine that I can
get soft life.
Like, as a corner, as an I'm 19, she's out figure up.
But you know what, Sinayas? Like, honestly speaking, at 19, what do you know about money? Nobody can tell you any. When unemali in dollars, nobody can tell you anything.
You're right. At 19, you're still very young. Mm. But it's like even my mom kept on saying, "No, baby girl, let's go. Let's revisit this whole house thing.
Mm.
You're 26 now. You can still have a chance." And I still felt I still have time. You know this illusion of I'm still young. I've got plenty of time. And I had listened to my mom's words. And then, it's not too late. I'm like, yeah, it's not. Got a mama 36. I don't want to say,
no, but at some point, you must learn the lesson, hey? It's too late now. You understand?
No, it's,
so try.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to go back.
Good.
And if I finally get my opportunity again and pindele peshe, and you know, pindele kemali.
But you know what, the thing I've realized is that, you know, with the life you have now, God tests you with the discipline that you have now. That
now,
when he brings you the blessing, you've got the discipline intact.
That's
so
right. I look at that as far, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, you know, all right. I'll call you in 4 years' time and I'll see homeowner or not.
Please do.
Okay, all right. Bye. All right, then talk to me. Let's do it one more time. The advice that you regret ignoring. Somebody gave you advice, solid advice. You were young, hey, life was nice. When I ignored that advice, what was it? Why did you ignore it as well? Talk to me.
Hey, Andy.
How are you, babes?
I'm good, thank you.
Talk to me.
Hey, when I in the driver's license, to say.
Girl, you and me. Okay, so who told you that you must get your driver's license? And at what point in your life were you?
I was around about 20. It was my dad, you know. Yeah.
Winnie, are we the same people? What's going on? Okay.
Waiting, Andy, I regret because my brother used to drive when he was young and make it not that, you know.
Mm.
And now that I'm older, you know, to get the confidence to console myself.
Mm.
You know, some of my aunts drove when they were older, so
yeah.
I will do it. You know, why not? But right now, I just want a plan B. Got to get plan A, what I have to do. It's a must.
Good. Imago, how far are you in the process now?
I'm far, very far. Yeah.
What is
financially?
Far?
Yeah, five challenge.
Okay.
Five challenge. If I had the money now, because I'm home, so I would have went to a driver's license department or over dandy lessons, you know, to learn because I'm home. I have enough time to go do my license, you know. Yeah, so for now it's financial matters. So, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. I know I'm going to do it. Yeah. I am. I have to.
Yeah. Imag, so do you have your learners?
No.
Sister Bettina and Johnny Gill. Okay, Imag, but we can do this.
It's not a laughing matter. It's not a laughing matter because what you think, because some of the things go one, sacrificed a lot of things, you know, by doing for others before yourself.
Yeah.
And I think I don't regret that I always helped my family and put them first. But now I'm putting myself first. That's why, Gary, when I have the money, or I am going to have the money to use my wood, I have to do it. It's a must.
Okay. Imaga Alswini, can I do this? Right. So my book, do you have a K53 book?
No.
Okay. You can have mine. I'll leave it at the office and you can come fetch it, right?
Okay,
and then I will sponsor your payment for the learners and what ne?
No way!
No, I'm dead serious. Andy, we are doing this now. We are doing this.
Oh my God, Andy!
I'm pinky swearing right now. It's a promise between you and the streets are hearing. The Kaya family is going to hold me accountable. So tomorrow I'm bringing my learner's book and I'm going to drop it off at reception, and then you must come and fetch it, and then I will put in maybe a 300 there for your lesson. If I can't help you there. Ne?
Oh my God, thank you so much,
okay,
Andy. So, I'll make a plan for my brother to come and collect it. Okay, I don't know when. Yeah, because I don't have a car and I'm very far from Joburg.
Is it? Where are you?
Yeah, in Pretoria.
Girl, we neighbors. Okay, let's do this. Stay on the line. My producer's going to get your address and then I'll Uber it to you tonight.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
Only a pleasure, but I need you to get this learner's, because I'm going to call you next week.
I will.
We're going to save a number.
I will.
And you must actually call us to give us a report back. When's your date, right? And then when are you writing all of that,
Okay, thank you so much, Andy. Thank
Look at us. You can't have a name like Winnie and then not win. Please, maybe you must refer back to your name. What does your name say? You must win. Come on.
Winnie, yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
And you said it the last time. You know what? God is on my side. And thank you so much. Thank
We're
you for
this.
Your kindness.
We're
thank
this,
you.
Ne? Stay on the line. Ne? My producer is going to get your details, okay?
Thank you, Andy.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right, Gail Sweeney. Look at us doing a good job in one day. Winnie, I'm going to hold you accountable, okay? Kaya 959 family, if I forget, please remind me. And I will call her out on the streets, on the air. And she must come give us a report back.
Feel good with Andy Magondwana.
12 to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday.
On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.